Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, an international strategy consulting firm. With 3,000 professionals worldwide, Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. If you were hoping for closure in the Barry Bonds trial, you're out of luck. Wednesday, a federal jury in San Francisco convicted baseball's all-time home run leader on one charge of obstruction of justice, but deadlocked on three counts of perjury. That prompted the defense to move to have the lone conviction thrown out. The parties will return to court for a hearing next month. Meanwhile, the trial of former Major League pitcher Roger Clemens on similar charges is scheduled for this summer. Lance Williams is a reporter for California Watch's Center for Investigative Reporting. He also is the co-author of Game of Shadows, Barry Bonds, Balco, and the Steroid Scandal That Rocked Professional Sports. Lance, welcome back to Only a Game.
It's my pleasure.
Do you have a sense of why the jury convicted Barry Bonds on the obstruction of justice charge, but not on the charges of perjury?
Yeah, and it gets down to what often happens in jury deliberations. They had to make arrangements to satisfy a holdout juror. There was one female juror who initially was a guilty vote on one of the perjury counts. She then changed her mind after she slept on it and said she would only vote to convict on obstruction of justice. And so rather than continue in a deadlock situation, that's the one the jury returned.
The hearing on whether the obstruction of justice charge will stand is set for May 20th. What do you expect to come out of that proceeding?
More litigation. I'd be a little surprised, though, if the judge did anything substantial at that time. This issue of how obstruction was being charged and what the jury instruction should be and so forth was heavily, heavily litigated before the trial. Bonds has six frontline attorneys and maybe 11 overall. They even had a motion on the use of the word and versus or in one particular sentence of the jury instruction. So I'd be surprised, because she's considered a lot of issues about this, I'd be surprised if she does anything about it.
Barry Bonds was indicted back in 2007, and the grand jury testimony at the center of the case against him happened back in 2003. After all this time and all this effort and all this money spent, even with one guilty verdict, is the result a failure as far as government prosecutors are concerned?
Oh, I think they're probably pretty happy with the result, and I think they ought to be. You know, they lost so much evidence as a result of the trainer refusing to testify, Greg Anderson, Bonds' trainer. They took doping calendars and positive steroid tests for Bonds out of the trainer's house when they raided it. The judge wouldn't let them use that evidence unless the trainer testified, and, you know, it really, really limited the information available to the jury. To get a conviction anyway, that's pretty good work, and I think if the judge wants to start fooling around with the conviction, they're going to retry at least on one of the counts.
Former Major League pitcher Roger Clemens is scheduled to stand trial in July in Washington, D.C. for obstruction of Congress, perjury, and other charges. What are the key differences between that case and the Bonds trial?
Clemens, of course, volunteered to get indicted in a way, whereas Bonds wasn't eager to. And I don't mean to be flippant, but if you recall, Clemens insisted on testifying in front of Congress where he could deny under oath that he had used steroids. And Bonds was subpoenaed in front of a grand jury along with 30 other athletes, and he just didn't want to be there. The other difference is that Clemens' jury is not going to be a bunch of people who followed his career closely. You know, Giants fans, I mean, Bonds was a hometown hero. Clemens never played in Washington.
Do you expect that either Barry Bonds or Roger Clemens will serve any time in jail?
I don't know the dynamic with Clemens, because I don't know anything about his judge. Bonds' judge has been reluctant to send sports figures to prison for lying about steroids. She's tried two of them, a bicycle racer, Tammy Thomas, and the Olympic track coach, Trevor Graham. Jury's convicted both of them on a felony count, and in both cases, the judge opted for house arrest. Federal guidelines suggest he could get a couple of years on this conviction if the judge wanted to do that.
Federal investigator Jeff Novitzky is the driving force behind both the Bonds and Clemens cases. He's also indicated that he's looking into allegations that cyclist Lance Armstrong used performance-enhancing drugs Do you expect that to be Nowitzki's final steroids case?
Nowitzki's a Food and Drug Administration investigator now. You know, he's got tremendous expertise and experience now from, you know, Balco. He started on that in 2002. And this is what they'll use him for if the Justice Department wants to continue to play this role in elite sports. I think the test will be Armstrong. If these guys put together a case and bring it in, then you'll know if this Justice Department wants to do more cases like that. If they get turned down, if you never hear of an Armstrong indictment, then maybe that is the end of the, at least a federal foray into enforcing the steroid laws against users, that is elite athletes.
Lance Williams is a reporter for California Watch's Center for Investigative Reporting, also the co-author of Game of Shadows, Barry Bonds, Balco, and the Steroid Scandal That Rocked Professional Sports. Lance, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Hey, I really appreciate the opportunity.
After the 2007 season, Major League Baseball announced that for the fourth year in a row, the business had broken its attendance record. The so-called steroid scandal apparently didn't hurt business any. Last year, Major League Baseball announced that for the third consecutive year, overall attendance had dropped. It's unlikely that the absence of Barry Bonds from the game had anything to do with the slump. Maybe the prosecutions of Bonds and Roger Clemens have been necessary to the defense of the rule of law. Maybe they've been a waste of time and resources. History's verdict is likely to be that even within the small world of baseball, Bonds and Clemens were not as important as they thought they were. And, without naming names, given all the moralizing, legitimate and otherwise, we might further suppose that any player who embraced better hitting or pitching through chemistry will conclude in the end that he was not as significant within his profession as he would have been had he played the game to the best of his natural ability and let it go at that.